the black ampersand. All right, VJ, we rolling. All
right. What up? What up? It's raining outside. It's winter time, you know.
Merry Christmas to you.
Hope you got your pea coat on. If not, you better have a cup.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Some brown.
Happy Hanukkah.
Keep you warm. All right. My name is VJ. This is the Bourbon on the Rocks podcast presented by the Black Ampersand. What up with my co-host?
Man, what's good with you, man? Did you enjoy your Christmas?
Yeah.
Santa came through and blessed us.
Hey, amen.
Blessed us. But we are here for another episode just because we have a special, special guest in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Dear friend of mine. Music extraordinaire.
Hey.
Grammy nominated artist on the internet with your friends.
That's right.
It's like, no. I'm with you though. We got my man JT, also known on Instagram as Bum1983, right?
You know it, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is.
Bum with two black M's.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get it.
We got Virginia Ave in the building, okay. Also known as JT.
Good bless. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me, family. Appreciate
man, I'm glad you're finally here. We were trying to hunt you down, man.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Moving out here as adults.
You don't support black businesses no more.
Nah, I'm just really focused.
Mm. Oh, that's what you call it?
The fact that I started my
You're spending with, your money with the white
but
man.
But don't get twisted. Like, the fact I started with, nah. Like,
oh, you thought you was going to do an interview. You being attacked.
You a corporation, huh?
Hey, yo, I got to be attacked. I'm with, you know what the shit's against. Let's get it.
No, I'm fucking with you. We really was trying to get you here for a minute.
Okay.
Just to talk music. So you are a producer, engineer, et cetera. Can you explain that, et cetera?
Yes, I am. Yo, quick question, because, I mean, I know we're going to fly, but, I mean, it's all over. What is Black Ampersand?
The Black Ampersand. That's a good question for us to be talking about here on the podcast.
Yeah, why not?
So, the Black Ampersand is, well, by definition, the logo is a black ampersand.
And that is.
So, it's a quadruple entendre.
God damn.
So we got four meanings behind it all. So
down.
The black ampersand, as in the actual ampersand, is black.
All right.
So that's one.
Okay.
The black ampersand by definition means the black and.
Mm-hmm.
So that's open ended. So the black and, whatever you want it to be, you control all right. your own narrative.
All right.
That's what I run with.
Is that one? That's one.
Yeah, but okay. We also the black ampersand as an amp. The first three letters AMP. Being arts for A,
okay.
Media for M,
all right.
P for progression.
Okay.
So right. The black all amp
right. I'm following.
Is that part of it as well.
Alright.
So it's a lot of ways, however you want to take it.
I fuck with it though. No, the way you broke it down, I fuck with it. I just wanted to know.
No, it's all good.
I love
good.
Y'all, but always know what you're
doing. Always.
No, it's all good.
That's love,
it's all
man.
Good. I'm glad we're talking about it on air too.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, to ask you a question though. So, yeah. You can catch me on Instagram, Bum1983, BU, two M's, 1983. What you call that? Y'all gotta excuse me. It's celebration time.
Yeah, when Antoine came in here and he was talking about he a philanthropist.
Nah, I told that
nigga he ain't never
My nigga, I ain't never known him to ever philamp anything.
Philamp.
Right. Shout out to Antoine. Shout out, homie. What up, fam? Freelance. But in music.
Okay.
And I freelance within the music industry. Best way I could describe it, man. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I'm living everyday life.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a husband, right. I'm a father, I'm a son.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just somebody just here. But yeah, basically when it comes to industry, freelancing within the industry. You want me to break that down even more?
Are you Puff?
I can be, but I don't choose to be. I choose to be my version of Puff because he's a standard.
Yeah.
Okay. Man.
Fair enough.
I fuck with him.
I like
are
it.
Are you Hov then? Since
never Hov. I fuck to be a version. Fuck with 2B. You know what I'm saying? For my niggas back east, Paul's a version of Hov, a standard. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like I respect it. You know what I'm saying? It's culture.
So with you're it. Really Dr. Dre then, since you're not Hov.
Nah, I'm not Drake, but I strive to be in that lineage. You know what I'm saying? I'm not okay. that type of nigga. You know, come on, my nigga. I mean, I appreciate y'all. I know y'all do telling me aside from this shit. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then I create some dope shit.
Okay.
But I ain't gonna never go off the cuckoo cocoa puff, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So you make hot shit then? So,
nah.
You're not Puff. You're not Hov.
I make.
You're not Dr. Dre. You like white girls? You polo to Don.
Yeah, I like all colors.
Oh, you ain't hear our last episode,
man. Nah, I heard you went off, my nigga. I heard we almost got canceled.
Let's put it like that.
Was we almost got canceled. He went that deep? Nigga dug a hole. But no, I love, me personally, I love all colors, bro.
Yeah, I love all the colors, too.
My first baby is half white. Got that lineage, you know what I'm saying? Half black, you know what I'm saying? So...
Oh, okay. So he in here, so we can ask him what he is.
Mm-hmm. You know what you are?
Black, white, and a little bit of Indian.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, okay. Okay. A little cracker baby.
Yeah. my baby.
I got a little Indian in me, too.
Nah, but you know, do you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean... Nah, but I mean... You know, like 50%. Everybody differences, though.
Shit, nigga, I'm the lightest one in the room.
He so is. That's crazy.
92%.
Hey, he did the lightest little. In the room. Was it 23 and me?
Whatever that shit was, I did it. 92%.
It was like 75% right. African. Like, right. You know. Right.
92%, that's an A in my book.
Nice, it's a B, but you did. You right. Definitely did. You official. You definitely official.
Yeah. I ain't doing that.
What's the other 9%, though?
It was like some wild shit.
Oh, see,
like I was like Italian, I was Middle Eastern, I was like Filipino.
Okay,
but that's like so they said Filipino comes from American Indian though, because there's a greater lineage.
And that's crazy. As you see, like with the shit you're doing, you start seeing the sub genre, that yeah. Or the subcategorized.
Like you see where people come from, because you claim, like let's say like Dominicans and Puerto Ricans, like they claim to be Dominicans or Puerto Ricans are black.
Well, they derive
but
from other
even
shit.
If they take that other test, shit. It's not going to say right. Puerto Rican.
Right.
It's going to say you black from fucking the Congo.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So
that's what it's going to say because it
right.
Traces beyond
the root
that.
From that.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah exactly. So they go to the roots with that. So,
yeah. Well,
yeah.
We're glad you're here. You know, and you know, I think it's perfect time to use a little bit of your musical expertise.
Yeah.
I mean, since the year is on the way out, we headed to 2020.
Yeah.
You know, we just wanted to talk about some of the things that were impactful.
Okay.
One being music, and two, I'll put the question out there. What is your album of the year?
Mm. Yeah. Honestly, for me. Shit, I'm selective in music, so I'm gonna tell you what I've been listening to, and just based off, you know what I'm saying, how I feel about life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really be digging into it. Damn, if I could, honestly, man, you know what I'm saying, cause I'm just in the moment right now. Like let's kick it for a second. What's actually the shit that's been going on? Like, cause we about to hit 2020, so if you ask me about 2019, like real shit, talk to me about what's been coming. What came out at the beginning of the year? So
I've been listening to Nip all year. I'm the wrong person to ask.
Yeah, okay. It's been hard, and that was a 2018 album, technically, right?
Right. Yeah. Is it true?
Early 2018.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we got the Kanye joint that came out. I didn't listen to it.
I heard it.
Okay.
Now, I definitely know if you ain't fucking with the white people, swirl. You definitely ain't fucking
with them. No, it's not white people. It's black men and white women.
Yeah, we gotta dig deep in that. You let me know you want to spark that conversation, but I'm here for questions, though.
We gotta talk about it off here.
We're on 2019. So, yo, honestly, I ended up being just involved in around different shit. So, different shit I like. I fuck with Mozzie, you know what I'm saying?
Mozzie.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Gangland Records, word. Shit like that. Who else? Fuck, man.
You like Filthy Rich?
Filthy Rich is, I'm unfamiliar right now at the moment, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't.
You listen to Mozzie, you heard some Filthy.
Oh, yeah, you probably heard
I
him.
I probably have.
Didn't even realize.
But you know what I'm saying? With me, I ain't gonna cut you off.
No, you good.
It's just the music I listen to. Right. It's based off me and the
movie. No, you just be flossing.
Nah, man.
No, that's all Filthy Rich be doing. He just be fucked.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Filthy Rich. Yeah,
I'm probably snitching right now, but he like a big time pimp. So like he got a lot of money in the streets. But he don't rap about it.
I mean,
but you can, I mean, niggas that know.
If you know, you know.
I'm probably snitching right now, but it is.
What y'all the new shit I like is Griselda.
Who they remind you of? What group they remind you of?
Yo, honestly, it's not a group. The one nigga remind me of Shaheen the Man Child.
Okay.
His tone of
you
voice.
Went there.
Wow. I'm an old
shit. Yeah, wow, you man. Went there.
I gotta keep it alive. You know what I'm saying? Niggas be trying to keep that shit.
Yeah, you do
names.
Sound like
that. You trying to keep certain names. Yeah. Nah, you gotta dig deep into your hip hop.
Yeah.
And to me, in my opinion, he reminds me of that. He's, you know, he reminds me. He reflects. His voice reflects like Shaheen the Man.
Okay. Okay.
You don't think they sound like the Locks? That's what I like about them. It's not a bad thing.
No,
that's
but
what
no,
I like
so
about
to me, no.
You, no, not like sonically, but I just mean like the way they came out.
The genre of music. Yeah, I give it.
Sonically. That
but ain't nobody like, doing that right
they,
now. The
they sounded jiggy. The Locks was jiggy when they first came out.
Yeah.
So they can't sonically sound like them. Well, they could, but they don't.
Yeah, right now, nobody's in that lane right now. You know what I'm saying? To me, it's very nostalgic. But that's why they nailed it. It's like, yo, damn. You know what I'm saying? Pause. You know what I mean? But.
Yeah, I mean, you got. What was it? The Tyler, the Creator album got nominated.
Yeah, I heard that was pot.
But
I
he didn't spit
didn't
one
listen.
Bar though. He was singing the whole time.
It's music.
Word.
Yeah. But that's what we had in music.
That's
though.
Just music. But they got to put it in
music.
The genre.
But that's how we always right, especially right, popular yeah. music. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas want to get offended, but it's just pop. But popular music. And if you register for that shit, from all the awards you get. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
So, what about DaBaby?
Fuck with DaBaby because I'm from back east, southeast. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Bad News. Yeah. But DaBaby, that was game changing me for 2019. It changed, switched the tone, the tempo, switched the tempo up. You know
I like that one before this one. I think it was not Blank Blank. What was the one in between? Blank Blank was the. That's the one that put me on him when he put out the John 21. That's when I started paying attention. Because when I first heard about him, it was after that incident down in Atlanta when he was filming the video for 21.
Okay.
And the dudes in the neighborhood pressed him.
Okay.
He stood his ground. I was like, okay, that's a solid young dude right there. And then I heard about the Walmart situation. I was like, this nigga's wilding out here. About it.
Miles' Gucci store situation, Suge, and then... doing the award show and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because he's from back at the crib, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And just seeing what he's fucking with.
Okay.
Shout out to Tiny Montana. But just around shit like that.
Right.
But the new shit, like, and then like Bop, it's like, damn, I need a game changer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fair. Yeah, he had a solid album.
Yeah.
I like Jeezy's album that came out this year.
Hold on, I think I got Jeezy. I'm gonna make sure. See, man, I don't be trying to fake that shit. Like, yeah, I listen to that shit. Like,
Jesus, I'm a big Rick Ross fan, but
I didn't like that album.
That wasn't it. That wasn't.
I like Ross a lot too, but I didn't like that album enough. Like, I thought it had a couple bangers.
My rap album of the year
is that.
Shout
out to Who Is Rowan. My homie worked on what's that shit with on Rick Ross? The shit with him and Deja Lo. White Lines.
White Lines, okay.
So shout out to my nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to him. That's one of his
joints
I did
in
Mike, though.
Shutting shit down.
Dang.
That's cool, though. That's what's up.
I actually thought female artist Rhapsody had a very complete album this year. It came out, I guess it came out a little after midway through the year.
Now, why do you like Rhapsody's album?
I just feel like it's complete. I feel like she had a concept that she stuck with.
She's a vintage spitter.
Right. But she had enough variety within the whole theme that she was going
for. She's like uncomparable because she's like vintage in that aspect of like keeping the 90s, but she's also like a female rapper that's like talented with bars.
She can gas.
There's nobody really to compare it to at, like, from that time period, because the closest person you can think of is maybe like Foxy Brown, but she wasn't writing her own stuff, and she was a little bit more poppy as far as like singles and stuff like that. Rhapsody is just solid.
Yeah, she can rap. She'll go off.
She's like the female Black Thought.
Wow.
You don't go that far?
Wow. I mean, who else really?
Like, okay. Yeah, like that.
Is
that
rapping
style.
Like she's
she
rapping. Like
she'll rap circles around most of these bitches.
Yeah. Yeah. Real talk.
She around wrap circles around most people, period.
That's facts.
I mean, to me, here,
man,
like,
she's
I'm
not
definitely...
Black Thought, but she like Black she's the though. Female Black Thought.
No, I fuck with it. That's a high standard. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really I'm familiar with Rhapsody, of course, ain't never sleeping, but to hear that makes me want to just I'm gonna dig deeper into
check it out. Yeah. The album, you know, honestly I'm not gonna front, like I was just a huge fan of hers before. I thought some when I first heard her music, I thought it was actually a little forced, like just the way she was rapping.
Okay.
But then when I heard this album, like I said, like it just felt really complete. Like it was just thought out, like thorough. And I mean, she just, I felt like she hit a lot of what she was going for. So yeah, it's called Eve. Rhapsody Eve.
Yeah, she's solid. My favorite album this year was Jim Jones, El Capo.
T-104 too. That's the last one.
Yeah, that was
it.
Okay.
Got some young artists that came out. YMB Cordae. YBN Cordae.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which one? That's the one.
The Lost Boy.
That's the one that got nominated for the Grammy, right?
Yeah, I think so. With Anderson Paak.
Yeah, that's him, right?
Yeah.
The next one, young one up, right?
Yeah, they say he next. Okay. I don't really something about him, it doesn't do it for me.
He can rap.
Pause. But yeah, he just
he can rap. For sure. You got
it's just something about it. I just see it as they just
I don't think he ready, of course, but they just saying he like, yo, know. Like if anybody about to get the pat on the back to be all you can be, we're gonna give him
the thing know. Is if you check his track record from like everything, like any type of freestyles he's put out, any type of like verse or song. He's been consistent, and I think that's what they see. He's young. He's young enough to the point where it's like, well, if he figures it out, he might be dangerous.
I'm gonna have to go back and listen because I am with music. I give everybody.
Ain't no asshole.
I give everybody five bars. If he didn't catch me in those five bars, I was probably
check out. Watch some of his freestyles. I'm telling you.
But the ultimate is he's no asshole. He's respectful to the game.
Okay.
And they fuck with that. So they go regardless of, and you know what I'm saying? He on the right path.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hot take number one, but I think he's this next generation's J. Cole.
Yeah, that doesn't do anything for me either.
I'm not a big J. Cole fan.
Right, okay. So yeah. For Johnny, he's not really a Cole type of guy. So, yeah. You know, I guess it goes hand in hand. But, you know, Chantel.
Even though, like, my personality technically is, like, the closest to J. Cole.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't move me the way it moves other people.
That's the beauty of music, bro. You and J. Cole might be relatable on a whole lot of shit, but at the end of the day, that don't necessarily mean...
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what it is. So, am I wrong with my Jim Jones pick? That was quality street rapping to me.
But is it enough to be an album of the year?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, it's hard. It's hard to be successful street rap.
That shit was fire, man.
You know what I mean?
Street rap is hard to it's be hard album to of the be, year in general. That's just business in the streets.
You know an album I felt like back in the day for me was like a street rap album that I felt like was slept on.
What's that?
Y'all might laugh at me, but the Black Rob album back in like 04, I think.
Black Rob in 04. What song did he have in 04?
Bruh.
The last Black Rob song I remember is You Know What. It's Whoa.
But that album Whoa was on, that had some.
Yeah, that shit has some.
That had some heat. Let me see. Because I just felt like that was one of those albums that like.
Hold up. Pause. This nigga standing here looking at us like we some old ass.
Who are your
picks for album?
This your time.
Album of the year, I would pick DaBaby.
DaBaby?
DaBaby. Yeah.
That's what y'all listening to? Wait, first, can you tell the listeners how old you are and, like, all that?
17.
You're 17? You fucking these bitches, aren't you?
Good question.
Actually, is that nasty? Because I'm above 18, and he could be smashing, like, 16-year-olds. So that's, like, nasty.
Yeah, that's definitely nasty.
All right, like, don't answer that, because I don't know which way that could go.
Fair enough.
But why you say, but why DaBaby though? Is it because it's a, but yeah, explain why.
Why you picked DaBaby? Why is he the one for y'all?
I was listening to DaBaby when he first came out with like Suge and all that stuff. So when he came
when he first got hot.
Then I just listened to Kirk and that's all I listened to when he was Kirk.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. I still think his best song is 21. But that's just me.
Right. That means you listen to the album, though. That means you listen to
the albums like that blank joint. And then his freestyles, like, he got this one freestyle when he was talking about how he shot the dude in the Walmart.
Yeah.
That shit was in
the heart. Yeah.
That shit was fire.
I actually remember that one.
That nigga said he blew his
I like the baby for what his whole. I guess.
I wonder if I can play that on here.
Everything he presents.
It's a freestyle, so right? I probably can.
Okay. Like, yeah, he, you know, I feel like he's smart, but he's also in the streets, and like he knows kind of how to maneuver, you know, when he obviously he shot some dude at Walmart,
right?
But he did it in defense. Like he's not the type to do some stupid stuff, and I feel like he's pretty like straightforward and honest with anything, with everything that he's talking about. And I think that's probably what a lot of these young kids like.
That's the greatness of an artist, though, man. Like, for somebody to give you such of a presentation, you're like, all right, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I fuck with you.
I fuck with you. Live your life, my G. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? But just know, like, this shit got a double blade. You know what I'm saying? Like, many have tried.
Right.
Many have walked the path. So if you say you're supposed to be this person, we all offer the entertainment of it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I think that's the other thing. Some artists forget that, too, is that, like,
I definitely don't forget it, because that's a different journey.
Yeah. You're not invincible. You know,
but your mind get diluted with so much other shit. Though. You lose focus.
Just like, you know, unfortunately, some of these young cats that's passing away, you know, because of drugs and living a certain lifestyle, you know, I just seen this meme the other day that said, you know, my generation grew up listening to drug dealers rap, and your generation, this new generation, listens to kids using drugs rap.
Right.
And, you know, it's a different era, you know.
I agree, man. It is a different era, but at the same time, man, the game evolves from just our shit.
Yeah.
So the shit going, you know what I'm saying, I'm a big skeptic on the opposites.
Mm-hmm.
What once was good gonna end up eventually going bad.
Right.
What was once bad, believe it or not, it's gonna once become greater within itself, because it comes from some type of struggle, some type of foundation.
Right.
That makes it strong. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
Especially in the entertainment industry. So, you know what I'm saying? With us, we learned a certain way. We learned to hustle and get some numbers. But if the fucked up part about their generation, what's going on is that they're taking the type of drugs that they're taking. Those who are able to be saved by whatever grace it is, the higher powers or just themselves being conscious, they get more of an understanding of mental health.
Mm.
Like with us, we from the generation, like, ain't no bitch in your system. You know what I'm saying? You better not be no bitch, nigga. You know what I'm saying? With them, they like, nah, let me think about this to myself. Right. This shit is a lot more deeper than this, nigga. Because the medication with the drugs they take, which is, you know what I'm saying, technically prescription medication that they take, sometimes you can get blessed and you can get woke out of that shit. But like we know, just like our generation with the shit we did, some you got a greater number of fucking up and being lost causes of that
shit. And a couple that make it through.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
You sound like a wise old nigga now.
Nah, I ain't shit.
I miss that immature ass shit.
As long as you ain't forgot.
I ain't shit.
That's good though, because especially like with the younger generation, like around your son age, like they need to hear the repercussions of the shit that they hear in these rappers.
Oh, you right about that, because my thing with them is
like how many kids that you went to school with, you know, using prescription drugs?
Majority
of them.
That's right. Majority, like,
you say like 80%, 70%.
Like one out of five people
at least.
But that's a repeated cycle from even where we came from. Even though they taking pills,
it wasn't.
But listen to what we're saying though. It's just as many people that is taking pills was just as many people smoking weed. Either way, niggas was on drugs. You know what I'm saying?
And then you got people that just smoke weed now. So you got both to deal with.
True, but you know, it's
these pills, that's different, man. That's not even us.
Drugs is drugs.
They do.
I feel that. Drugs are drugs.
I smoke weed, but I'm on drugs. Don't ever get fucked up.
Synthetic.
No, that's some different
pills,
shit.
Like, you know,
it's all categorized as the same shit. It's drugs. We can talk about it come from the earth, but it's still a drug.
I feel what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? It's in the category. So just for them, you know what I mean? They got a different angle on it. I think the awareness we have now, I'm proud of us for our generation, at least speaking up. You know, I ain't trying to put down the other generation, but I felt like they did a slack of a fucking job, you know what I'm saying, trying to explain shit. But it was the crack era and shit like that.
Mm.
So, you know what I'm saying? But I'm proud of us, though, for all that shit that we had to, you know what I'm saying, for our shit. Like I said, we come from Reaganomic babies.
Yeah.
Right.
So their parents was on crack.
Yeah.
And then they had to raise and eventually come up with us. And now, you know, we on a better path, and now we got kids that's on the brighter future. So I'm just happy for us, man, just continue to fight the cause and just, you know what I mean, just had a conversation about it.
Okay.
They gonna do their own thing.
Now, speaking of, you know, past, present, and future.
Right.
We are entering 2020.
For sure.
Which means we're in a new decade.
Yeah, right.
I gotta ask you guys, we talked about album of the year.
Okay.
But do we have an album of the decade from 2010 to 2020?
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
I'm in agreement.
Wow, by Kanye West, huh?
I'm in agreement.
I hate that nigga now. But that shit. But that album was a fucking masterpiece.
It was. It was.
That album was a fucking masterpiece.
I'm with you guys.
I'm not. I can't even.
Yeah, I don't like. I would honestly. I can't just name it off the head, but I would just look it up if I disagree. But he hit that shit on the money. Like that's an album. That shit's.
Very thorough.
Right.
When we talk about complete albums, that's a complete album.
Like we got a separate group chat. Some people said, somebody said Channel Orange.
I had that. Frank Ocean. I had that.
444. Somebody said Watch the Throne.
Yeah.
Darkest Before Dawn, the prelude. Dreams Worth More Than Money, somebody said. I don't know about that one. I don't think that's his best album.
That's a really good album.
That took him somewhere.
That did. That intro is the one that lives forever. But I think the intro on Championships is better than that.
Word.
The intro on Championships is something different.
Okay. It is.
That shit is special.
I'm still rocking with it right now.
Yeah, that shit is special. That shit gets your blood going for you.
For somebody to say they vouch on a Meek Mill album, like I know it's like high energy. Like you fuck with that shit because that shit really, like you said, get the blood going.
That's why I fucked with Meek, like, pause, like, just throughout the years from him freestyling when he was younger, battling, all that, like... That's exactly what like Meek brought to the table.
He gonna forever be good because his story is documented.
Yeah,
and shit documented.
Right,
and with that he can do nothing but keep going forward.
Right, especially now at the level that he's at where you can see the growth.
He's already faced his worst embarrassment.
Right,
in both he's in hit, personal life and in professional.
He's hit rock bottom both sides.
Yeah, he's already faced the awesome embarrassment.
But he's somebody going through so much of that. His value is. It's like infinity. It's like the value is higher than money now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's Meek Mill. Like, like honestly.
Yeah, he's going to be a superstar at least the next five to eight years.
Yeah, fair enough.
Superstar.
Easily.
Somebody else said Damn by Kendrick Lamar.
That was another one. Yeah. That was.
Yeah. I actually like Good Kid, Nothing. Mad City too. Like
right. Okay. A couple Kendrick Lamar albums. Nothing Was the Same by Drake.
That was a really good album.
I love that.
VJ said, actually in the group chat, he said The Weeknd, House of Balloons.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Remember
Victory Lap. I know we all love Victory Lap.
Of course.
Daytona.
Because I'm biased.
It was some Daytona albums.
Because I'm biased. Daytona, you know what I'm saying? Only
no, Daytona.
For that, VA connection.
No, it was fire, but I'm just biased on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That was special. That's not biased. That album was special.
No, it definitely
was.
That was special.
It was cooking.
Don't even feel bad. What about, what about a more recent album, Astroworld?
That was crazy.
It was big. It was definitely
Is it too early to really give it that title?
I think you can, but it was big. But that I still. But if you go by big,
nuts.
My Dark Twisted Fantasy was bigger than that.
That's
like All of the Lights. That's a top 50 song of all time.
That shit is classical.
I gotta.
All of the Lights is a top 50 song.
I gotta look at that track list real quick.
That shit was crazy. All of them was fire.
I remember in that text, I may have put the Channel Orange because, yo.
This Channel nigga, Orange was fire.
But also with the artist. This type of nigga, like, he on some Lauryn Hill shit right now. So he got one, but I ain't gonna say that. He had an album that just basically made his ass timeless.
Right.
Yeah. He didn't have more albums.
Yeah, Channel Orange did that.
But he show up on special appearances, my nigga. Like, that shit is rare in our age.
Right.
Like, that was what our parents, Prince and Michael Jackson, and them rarely showing up to shit.
Yeah.
Like, I showed up one time for Paul McCartney, my nigga, and niggas had to make me understand, like, he don't show up to play. Like, so if you see this nigga play, my nigga, that's a gem in life.
Right.
Yeah. That nigga Frank Ocean is just like, I had a nigga tell me, my nigga, don't be shocked.
He's a unicorn.
If I pass out. I said, what, nigga? He said, I'm gonna pass out. And it's like, nigga, like a straight up, like, you know what I'm saying, like my nigga, like I looked at this nigga like, what, nigga? But it brought some warmth in my heart to know like this nigga was normal, like a nigga that really like something, you know what I'm saying? I was like, god damn, you gonna faint?
Right.
He's like, yeah, I swear to god, if we was at Camp Flog, I swear to god, if I see Frank Ocean, I'm gonna faint. I was like, what? But that's why I said
that's a timeless album.
Yeah.
But for a nigga like that, I'm like, yo, Channel Orange was a game changer.
It was cool.
But that's my, like, I'm such a hip hop head though. Like Frank Ocean career wise, they put him top of the top off that album.
Gotta get it.
But like it. To me and like my core values, like Victory Lap is a better album to me because I'm a hip hop head.
Right.
And I see the importance of that.
Yeah.
Like I was talking to somebody at your wedding. I was like, the Hustle and Motivate is better than Jay-Z's.
And that's my shit.
No, I said that was better than Hard Knock Life. It's the same beat.
No, for me,
I said that at his wedding before you passed.
For me personally, if you want to give a nigga an award, like me personally in my life, like I said, I'm gonna do the Kanye's and the Frank Ocean. But if we gonna give niggas awards, like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? That Nipsey shit is some different shit, my nigga. Yeah, like, that But you know what I'm saying? Like, I respect y'all.
But YG's first
brothers.
Album was like that too.
Yeah.
Like, where it was like game changer, you saw into his life. Like, when he, what was that shit called? When they breaking in the houses, what is that shit called? He caught one of the songs on the album, whatever they call that shit out here.
You remember that year?
That was a crazy year.
That was a crazy year, man.
Yeah, that was a crazy year.
With the help of
My Crazy Life was a fitting title. Yeah, that was a crazy year. But that album was like that too, where it was like different to where you saw into his life. It may not have been like the most lyrical miracle, but that shit was different the way it was put together.
And that's what I mean with that Nipsey shit. Like, if you understood the words, if you knew how to digest that shit, man, that shit hit hard.
That's how I feel about Daytona too. Like, we won't get albums like that again.
I mean
from those artists.
Yeah, nah.
Well, Nipsey obviously, but like Daytona, I don't think we're gonna get that again. Cause he did that. He thought that was his perfect album, and once he didn't win that album of the year for some bullshit album that nobody talks about again.
But niggas know you ain't gonna. I mean, we gotta stop that, man. That's why we gotta.
It's a popularity contest.
But you just gotta hold your own new standard. I know, you know what I'm saying, which means we just gotta.
That's why we need our own shows.
Nah, not even that, man.
We do. Like, we gotta hold our own. Why is Lizzo winning R&B awards?
Because she the most current and she fucking with the niggas.
But she can't sing.
But she fucking with the niggas she need to fuck with, though.
But she can't sing. She's not an R&B
artist.
But
you know, like me, this shit operate different, though. The shit we talking about. That shit,
I know, but why is she... Like,
because of the niggas she fucking with. Fucking with some other niggas that's getting her in the
Why is she even nominated? That shouldn't matter.
Because
that's what I'm saying.
It do matter, though.
It does, but it shouldn't. It's about the music. No, it shouldn't.
If you want like that, then
Lizzo should not be nominated for no R&B album, R&B soul album.
But I just suggest this, though. If you want it like that, then yeah, then you need to subgenre and have another award show. Because
she's a pop artist. She shouldn't be nominated for
that. But that's what I'm saying
by
default, though. But she is, because the shit that we have so far, like, that's what the criteria they gonna go off of. We want some other shit, we're just gonna have to create that other shit. But
nigga,
for now,
this was the BET Awards.
But that's the criteria.
So no, we supposed to know what soul is.
But
they don't have to know what soul is.
But BET's ran
by
somebody who's a representative.
That's the problem.
That's
what I'm saying. That's the problem. They going by their rules. But they don't have to know what R&B soul is.
But that's
we
why
do.
I should create our own, so that way it starts fresh. But everybody else trying to make get them to be conscious or make their mind up to what's actually going on, it's going to be difficult because they're already going by certain shit.
Gotta
shits.
Be difficult.
So you might as well just create your own
Rome
shit.
Rome wasn't built overnight, bro. You gotta do it.
That shit went down too.
It did.
That's what I'm saying.
It did.
Because it was built over, it won't build overnight. That shit went down, not overnight too. You know what I'm saying? Overnight,
it
that shit
did.
Went down.
It did, but you
just
still gotta build it.
But
that's what I'm saying. You gotta create your own ability.
Oh no, yeah.
If they destroy it, they destroy it. But you gotta.
That's
you gotta
everybody.
That
yeah, you want some of your own, man. Just create that shit on your own, my G. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it.
Well, you're in a room full of creators. That's what we do. Like you got minds.
Create
and
your own.
We
man.
Just put plan to action.
They don't even argue with other niggas about why they don't like cheese and they supposed to like that shit on their motherfucking sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't like it, just make your own fucking sandwich. Like,
exactly. Like that shit. That was just wrong.
Yeah.
I get it, though. I mean, because the overall scheme of it, you know what I'm saying? Voice your opinion. But I'm just saying, if you really want execution
just
on that
like
shit.
Just like the album on the Grammys that won Rap Album of the Year was wrong. It happens. But if
but
we don't have our own,
that's
what
happens. Is it Cardi?
Yeah. But nobody talking about that album no more.
Yeah, but if people think it's wrong, you got to know about it, play by the rules, and make that shit different.
Yeah.
And in the Grammys, it ain't nothing but first... You need to be within the industry, preferably in school. Second, you need to get put in the Grammy chapter, Grammy University, if a nigga trying to get some knowledge. Then after you do that, you pay your dues. And when I mean by dues, I don't mean by going to get cheesecake and shit like that. You pay your $50, $400, whatever the fee is for the year. You pay that motherfucker, and in return, they give you all the necessary resources because you are now part of the Grammy chapter. You can now vote. It's a million niggas out here who agree with y'all that Cardi ain't, you know what I'm saying, didn't deserve it. Or
oh, so you don't agree with us?
I don't, because I know the rules of the game, my nigga.
Nah, we're not going by rules.
What you mean?
You
can't
following
say that,
their system.
I'm not following shit.
You are. You said
you're
playing by the rules.
I see what he's saying.
Technically, though. I am, because I don't have the need for a different type of Grammy, you know what I'm saying, for that validation. I don't seek that, so yeah.
So you're saying the validation doesn't matter.
I don't think it matters, yeah. I just think, like, nigga, real niggas fuck with real niggas. You're going to meet those people who are valid. trust me, you don't have to be on the radio to meet somebody who you consider to be a great artist. It's just because your vibe is like that. And you happen to run into that nigga one day, you was at the corner store buying some shit for your kids, and that nigga happened to be in the store at the same time. Like, life really worked
like
that.
Yeah, but if we're pushing the narrative of what great is, shouldn't the great be pushed as the great?
Well, I think that's part of it, too. Like Jonte was saying, like, having to switch it up or putting ourselves out there so that we can change the rules. We can
it's just all about somebody stepping out there,
you know what I mean?
Like, but you're like still saying that Cardi should have won that award, though. That's basically
I say yes, saying. Basically, because, like, once again, you gotta understand what I just said. I say yes because I know the rules.
No, I feel you, but was that the album of the year? That's what
I'm saying. I get what you're saying, like that. No, okay. No, it was not. But I don't want to ever skip over that, my nigga. Like, I know us as black folk what that shit mean. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever skip over that shit, though. If you wanted that shit to really be different,
I'm just glad they
come play that with us. That's for everybody. That's a public service announcement. You know what I'm saying, my nigga? If you want to be different, come play with us. What I mean by that shit, pause, whatever, but being serious. Join up, sign up for the Grammy chapter, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? The shit is called NARAS, my nigga. NARAS. Google that shit. Look up the registration people you need to call.
Oh, he's dropping jewels.
If you serious about that shit,
talk to him.
Sign up for it, pay the fee, and talk your shit. Believe it. It's a bunch of us within there. They got their own shit. It's like Facebook, my nigga. It's a shit. Once they sign you up, it's a website just for the niggas in the Grammys. The niggas doing the same shit we talking. They talking their shit. And they saying, consider me for a Grammy. Okay. So if you want to change it, you know what I'm saying, my nigga, don't talk shit about Dr. King. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, take your ass out there.
I'm going to sign up tomorrow.
But when you do it, the way you saying it, it ain't that simple. Because, you know what I'm saying, if everybody could walk, you know what I'm saying, niggas would do it. But that's what I'm telling you. What you need to do is, you know what I'm saying, that's what I'm saying, because this is my brother, and I'm telling him, go up on Google, like I said, look up NARAS. Get the Grammy chapter in California. So it's the Grammys, but they got chapters broken down to LA, DC, such and such and such and such. Get the LA chapter. Talk to them. Tell them that you're serious about getting into the chapter. They're going to tell you the next step. Now, the next step may be, well, give us $400 and we're going to sign your name up and sign this motherfucking information on the internet. Or they may say,
to a real nigga like me.
So you in the door, my nigga. So you in the door. Or they might say, no, you have to take another step. But this is the right step to taking that next step to what you want. Mm-hmm. I got it because I went to school. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I end up going and meeting a nigga that was the used to be the head of the DC Grammy chapter.
Okay.
So when me and that nigga sharing knowledge, that nigga passed it on to me and was like, yo, I'm put you on my folk. You know what I'm saying? That's how I got it. But I went to school. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's how I got it. So I say school because it's networking. You meet niggas within the same shit. Niggas talk to other niggas. And like I said, it's a chapter shit. So it ain't one big alpha motherfucker in a building.
Okay.
It's chapters. So if you don't make it here, nigga, try the other one in another state. You know what I'm saying? Make your way around. You have to try, my nigga. But yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna try.
Since you my nigga, we having a conversation. Yeah, my nigga. Yeah, let's do
I
shit.
Mean, we talking to the whole world right now, cause
world.
We
global. Listen up.
Black amp is everywhere.
The black amp is everywhere. So world, listen up, my niggas. Right, stop crying. You can actually do something, and you don't have to have niggas participating with you. Like, niggas ain't, if they would do it, nigga, we'd be. No, you can do it, my nigga. But
you know what? I think we just gonna start our own award show.
You can. Mm. Believe it or not, it ain't hard. What I was gonna say, first, find a theater, my nigga. Second, find a cause. Third, find niggas who you gonna donate the awards to. Fourth, find out how much it costs to make a fucking trophy. It's just, and then fifth, if you gonna have niggas in there, are you either gonna pay for the whole building yourself for the whole shit, just take the L because you're doing it quote unquote for the culture, or you gonna charge per head? And while you charging per head, you got niggas in there selling t-shirts and merch, or you got a motherfucker selling doing that. But you give niggas
this first year, we just gonna do it on the podcast. We're gonna do it on.
But you can do it that way. That's what I'm saying. For niggas, period. Peak game. And I say it out like this because most cases, you know, y'all my niggas, we would have, like, you know, our private conversations, just talk. But if we talking to the world. Yeah. My nigga, one thing I got a pet peeve of is niggas not getting the knowledge. So, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? If you want to start an award show, nigga, find your local amphitheater, movie theater, my nigga. Everything's for sale, my nigga. How much it costs to rent? Once they tell you how much it is to rent, nigga, that's up to you if you want it or not. Don't get on me about the shit too high, nigga, but it pay to play.
Yo, you're a different person in your older years.
No, man.
Yo, like, once you turn 47, nigga, you're different.
No, man. If I am, God willing,
you gotta whoop his ass when you get home. You over there giggling and shit.
Nah, yeah, that nigga right
that's
there.
That's his wife's
I love him to death, man. I love him. He gonna make his own choices though, man. I just
I mean, he out here taking down bitches and shit in your crib.
Nah, that definitely ain't going down. Ain't no smudging except for me. You know what I'm saying?
I'll leave this room if it wasn't raining outside.
Man, it's just simple stuff like that. But album of the year and all that. So if you want album of the year, all that. But I get it though. Yeah, separately. I don't think it, you know what I'm saying. Certain albums it should be album of the year, but.
That's the way it go though. Just like you said, I mean, I was playing devil's advocate, but that is the game. You gotta play the game to get there.
Right.
You gotta play the game to get there. And there's a lot of albums that were better over the years, like Macklemore won. Like, you just gotta play the game to win.
That nigga signed up for the program. That's what I'm saying. They did what he needed.
That's a great point.
You wanna know how to become the school president, my nigga? Be a part of the after school program.
Yeah, right. Part of the committee.
There you go. Sign up for the shit. It worked the same way. Ain't no different.
Yeah. You know what I mean. Well, we're gonna put out a poll this week, see what y'all thoughts are. Album of the year, album of the decade, maybe a few different other thing, you know, other polls.
What you got for song of the year? Rap song of the year, not that Lizzo shit.
Astroworld.
That was last year. That Drake.
Was that last one? Oh, Sicko Mode.
Sicko Mode, yeah. That's what you're talking about, right?
Dang, yeah, I guess so, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we listened to that the whole time we was in Vegas.
All right.
I was so fucking tired.
Yeah, that's true, huh? Dang, that has been a minute. Okay, don't listen to me. That was 2018.
Was that Nipsey Jones called? Racks in the Middle. Racks in the Middle for me.
Okay.
Because I'm biased.
Okay.
Nah, the verses on that, I fuck with that.
And then that beginning of that second verse on Higher was fire too.
Yep.
No, all the Nipsey shit, that shit had gems, man. They like,
yeah.
Let me see.
Emptied off the clip. It was broad day.
J. Cole had Middle Child this year.
Yeah, that's
middle
true.
Child. What about
Suge? Suge? What you think of Suge? Suge is the song of the year?
Yeah.
That's your favorite song on the album?
I can see that.
Suge? I like the.
Mine's.
What was that joint I like? I can't remember what she was called. I think it's called The Back End or something like that.
On that album?
Yeah.
Let me ask y'all something. Does Post Malone count as hip hop?
No.
Okay.
What does he qualify as? Pop?
He's hip hop culture, but he's not a hip hop artist.
Is he a pop artist? Or is he R&B?
He's a pop artist because he follows the hip hop pop formula.
But the way they got him listed, he gonna win a lot of awards. In that category. You know,
that's how it works, right?
Every few years they give us an industry plant and just have them suck up everything.
But I get what y'all saying, because by default right it's a bunch of melody in that shit. It's like, yo, my nigga, like that ain't hip hop. He's dominating in the category that ain't hip hop.
Right.
Also registration though, you know what I'm saying? Just like SoundCloud, whatever he registered under though. Saying once again, nigga, sign up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a fact.
AMAs, all that. Them niggas got a committee. My nigga, sign up.
Yeah, he's not. I mean, to me, it's not it. But it is what it is.
Female rapper of the year, 2019.
Female rapper, Meg Thee Stallion.
Okay.
I just think she had the best year.
What's that fucking
placing herself on the map?
That shit she did with Juicy J. Simon Says, man.
He was producing a lot of shit for
the production on that shit.
What about
Suge was on. Yeah, Suge was on Baby on Baby. Yep. And the joint that I like was called Back End.
What about Doja Cat?
Doja Cat is fire, but she's not a rapper though. She's a
The Hot she's Pink album.
Yeah.
Doja Cat, I've been listening to for about 4 years now. Three or 4 years.
Yeah, I started the story about a year or so ago.
Yeah, before she started doing that viral shit.
I just
want to
see how far I want to see how far she can take it.
Yeah.
Like, I get her calls right now. She like on the I don't give a fuck type shit.
I think she's talented enough to keep it going because her family, I believe, was in the industry as well.
Yeah.
I think she's pretty well prepared.
I think she has a
tool. And I think she just decided to take a route to get to where she need to get to, and then, you know, who knows?
I think she can go far because she's in that lane of like the weirdo chick that's sexy and she don't give a fuck.
She got
four things going on that's in her favor right now. Same way Gaga was. She don't have those big records yet like Gaga had, but she don't have a producer that Gaga had with Akon yet.
Not yet. It's coming up though, and yeah, that's all coming with the marketing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? As albums grow right now, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be shocked if they already there. It's just the way they have to market it.
Yeah,
right, right.
You
know what I'm
saying? Well, I think that's what they're doing because she could have been bigger before. Because a lot of these records, she's just re-putting them out.
Yeah,
like I heard these, like the joint with Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a song by herself that she had put out 3 years ago.
Wow.
So it's like songs, right, she's just re-putting this shit out.
That's crazy. Shout out to Hubble. Yeah,
so when she they probably blow already up, it's do gonna got
big. It's gonna be big when they get
she
it right.
She probably do.
That's wild.
She probably do.
Well, we appreciate having you on, my
nigga,
brother.
You know, always, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm with y'all. Honestly, man, I fuck with this, what y'all doing, man. Like, let me get in the conversations too, man. Y'all talking some other shit. Let me know, man.
Yeah. Are you trying to get down with the team?
You know.
Well, I'm already part of the team. You trying to get down with the team? Don't disown me. You know what I'm saying? Don't disown me.
You gotta catch a body to get down with us, though.
I mean, what's that, a big girl?
Lizzo type jump. No, you ain't got to catch no bodies.
You know what I mean?
You just got to pledge your allegiance to the black community. That's all we about.
Oh, man, I'm black already, so I mean, well, now that don't count. You got to actually pledge it. But what is the pledge of allegiance, though? You know what I'm saying?
To the black American. You got to shun off white women.
My brother.
No, I can't do that to you, man. You already done with the team, man.
You know what I'm saying? I know the shit y'all fuck with.
Yeah, you know which direction we going in. You know where our hearts is at. So you know better than anybody what it's going to amount to. So on behalf of the Black Ampersand, thank you for coming.
Black Ampersand, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for having me.
Bourbon on the Rocks podcast.
Yeah. Shout out to my nigga Johnny, my nigga VJ.
Yeah, you know, we always ended the same way. I say stay dangerous. Don't change in the courtroom.
Shout out Newport News, Virginia. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out
one love to y'all, seven cities.
Philly, you know what I mean?
Hey, man. Thank you, my G. I
shout out to
you.
My young guy in here. You dicking down these young bitches.
Hey, guys, you dicking down these
bitches. Love you, bro. See you later, man.
Yeah.